Anyath Panther is one of the residents of Jonglei State who were relocated to Central Equatoria State. He says the elderly and children sit under trees at Mangala IDP camp because some IDPs do not have shelters that would separate people and help reduce transmission of the virus.
We are just in one place. We have a one which is have one shelter when the rain comes. All the people can enter to that shelters.
IDP's community chief, Yak Diu, says facilities to help the IDPs protect themselves from COVID-19 are not always available.
We lack drinking water, let alone water to wash our hands. The only thing we do is for each family to restrict themselves under their own tree and avoid crossing to the other's family. And there is no water for us to wash our hands.
The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, says it has distributed essential water, sanitation and hygiene items to help the IDPs in Mangala to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Alan Sanvo is UNICEF's communication officer.
So between 14th and 20th of October, we were able to reach 1,220 of the most vulnerable households in Mangala. It's situated close to the river, so it's possible to take water from the river and use the water purification tablets and powder that we have provided and make that into clean drinking water.
Dr. Richard Laku, incident manager for COVID-19 at the National Ministry of Health, says the ministry, with the help of NGOs, is providing face masks, water containers and hand sanitizers to the IDPs. He says everyone must take responsibility to protect themselves and reduce transmissions of the virus.
This is a responsibility of all of us as the ministries, as the government, as the partners, as stakeholders, including the community themselves, to realize that each and everybody has a role to ensure that we make they themselves are safe, protected, and also when they are protected, we'll make sure that the surrounding communities are protected.
International Organization for Migration, which is leading the humanitarian response in Mangala, says at least 16,000 displaced people have been registered at the Mangala camp. Diatile Potsoa, IOM's Media and Communications Officer, says the organization is working to install water facilities for the IDPs in Mangala.
We're going to help support with the installation of a fully operational water treatment plant. Now, what that plant will do is that we'll be providing clean and safe drinking water for both the IDPs and the host community in Mangala. So that's what IOM will be doing in terms of water and sanitation response in the area.
Putswa says there have been delays in responding to the needs of the IDPs following land and security issues. Diu says many IDPs arrived in Mangala in early August but have yet to be given shelters. And he says there has been a misunderstanding about the size of land to be allotted for each household.
Authorities here say each family will be given 10 by 10 square meters plot of land. And we don't know the date this disease called coronavirus will end. So we complain that 10 by 10 is small. We come from a community where couples give birth to many children, and each family can have more than 15 persons.
Panther, Yak and other IDPs say they have received awareness on how to protect their loved one from COVID-19 way back in Jonglei State before their relocation to Mangala due to floods. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.